This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. As thousands of troops began streaming home from Iraq on short-term leaves last fall, we met Chief Warrant Officer Drew Hammond and his wife Amber. The couple had married in August 2001 and immediately were separated by war. First Afghanistan, then a year-long deployment in Iraq, where Drew Hammond flew Chinook helicopters for the Army's 101st Airborne Division. A good friend was killed even before the invasion in Kuwait when another U.S. soldier lobbed grenades into a tent filled with fellow soldiers. Drew Hammond had left that tent just a couple of hours earlier.
It shook me pretty good because it was before anything started. It was something that was always in the back of my head, even just flying around and doing the rest of my job was, you know, you got to even watch out for your own guys. You know, you don't know who's thinking what, let alone the enemy on the ground or the Iraqis, or you don't know what people are thinking, what's in their head and what they're planning on doing.
Drew Hammond is back home now with Amber for what they hope is a 3-year assignment as a flight instructor at Fort Rucker, Alabama.
Every once in a while when I get upset or something's going wrong, I think, man, at least I'm not in Iraq and nobody's shooting at me. So, yeah, it's very good to be back.
Amber, hello.
Hello.
How was it in those first days when your husband Drew came back last winter and you realized that he wasn't going back to Iraq?
How did I feel?
Yeah.
Relieved. You know, I just kept telling myself, you know, we've got actually 3 years together. We can start living our life together.
Drew?
I'm back.
You were only on a 2-week leave from Iraq when we last talked. And I just want to read you something you said to us at the time. You said, and I'm quoting you, "I really know what guys in Vietnam felt like when they came home. I know they probably went through a lot more than I did, but I got a little taste of it, and it's really hard just to walk around and be normal again."
Mm-hmm.
Was there a difference when you knew you were really coming back for a long time?
I think during those 2 weeks of leave, I knew I was going to go back and do a job. The danger was still there. Now I'm not as hypervigilant as before. But I think the thing now that I notice is, this might sound strange, but like an American flag flying on a house, before I left for the war, I probably wouldn't have noticed that, but now I do. And I notice things as far as, you know, before like an old World War II vet would have come up to me and would have tried to talk to me about something, I would have gone, yeah, okay, you know, all right, yeah. But now I want to sit down and talk to him and relay our experiences together. I've been through so much, and I've seen guys give their all for this country that now maybe I've become more of a patriot or something. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's when you take something for granted and you actually had to fight for it, and now it's so much more important to you.
What do you make of the sort of continuing news about, you know, revelations, the such things as September 11th commission comes out and says there's no link between September 11th
right.
and Iraq.
Right.
We haven't found weapons of mass destruction.
Got to step careful here because I don't want to get in trouble for anything. But that's a really hard question. I kind of take everything on faith. I know the guys above me believe that there's a reason to go over there, and I trust them and their decision-making. I was called, so I go.
Amber, after we talked last fall and we talked to Drew, there were a series of helicopters crashed or shot down, and some of them were Chinooks.
Right.
And, you know, each time I would read that, I got a little sick feeling. I mean, I would actually look to make sure that Drew Hammond's name wasn't on the list.
Right. Well, I remember the first one that went down. I was in Memphis, where I was with my aunt and uncle, my mom. We're all sitting in the room watching the news and heard about it. And from a military standpoint, you can't let your emotions show. I mean, how many Chinooks were over there and the likelihood of it being yours, 1 in 1,000 chance. So you have to stay as relaxed as you possibly can because if you don't, you'll drive yourself insane.
Have the two of you got plans for the summer?
Not really.
Well, how about 4th of July?
I don't know. Probably some fireworks and good food and make sure no fireworks hit him in the foot.
Oh.
The 4th of July we met in 2000. That's the day we met. and a friend of his got hit in the foot with a firework.
It went straight up in the air and then took a 90-degree turn and went straight towards him, and he took off running and hit him right in the foot. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, and I wish I had on tape. So
I'm kind of surprised you don't have a big celebration going for this 4th of July.
Well, I think what it is just, you know, our lives have been so hectic for the past couple of years that we're in relaxed mode right now. So, I mean, you know, we just, yeah, in and goes right now, I guess.
Listen, Drew Hammond, thank you very much for joining us again. And, you know, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Amber Hammond, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Chief Warrant Officer Drew Hammond with his wife Amber. They're together this Independence Day weekend in Fort Rucker, Alabama.